Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you're looking to quickly get up to speed on the global energy scene after, well, quite a busy week, you're in the right place.
Absolutely. We've been digging into the latest reports, really trying to understand what's driving the energy markets right now.
Yeah, our mission today is to connect the dots. Think tariff changes, economic forecasts, those ongoing geopolitical tensions.
Yeah, and how they all sort of funnel down into what we're seeing with energy prices. It's quite the mix.
Okay, so let's jump in. First up, this talk about U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods potentially being reduced. The market seemed to like that initially.
It did, yeah. There was a bit of a positive reaction. Mm-hmm. But, you know, almost immediately you had Donald Trump clarifying that any further cuts would be conditional.
Right, not so straightforward. And then the IMF threw some cold water on things.
Well, yes. They put out a prediction looking ahead to April 2025, suggesting global growth could actually shrink by 2.8%.
Wow, 2.8%. And that's directly linked to trade tariffs and tensions increasing.
Exactly. Their warning was pretty clear. These kinds of trade issues could really weaken not just growth, but financial stability globally, too. It puts that initial market cheer into perspective.
Definitely. It's like one step forward, maybe one step back. Or at least a warning sign.
Something like that. And layered on top of this economic uncertainty, you've still got the geopolitical stuff simmering.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The Russia-Ukraine war, obviously, that's ongoing. Europe adding more sanctions on Russia.
And those indirect talks between Iran and the U.S. about the nuclear deal still seem to be stalled, or at least inconclusive for now.
How much are these specific hotspots keeping the energy markets, you know, on edge?
Oh, hugely. They create constant background noise, a kind of baseline uncertainty about supply. Sanctions obviously mess with logistics, how energy gets moved around.
And any flare-up just spikes volatility, right?
Instantly. Mm-hmm. Especially when these regions are so central to production or transit routes.
Okay, so with all that turbulence, we actually saw oil prices dip quite a bit. Brent was down around, what, $66 a barrel?
Yeah, $66.18 for Brent. And WTI, the U.S. benchmark, was trading around $62.45, a noticeable drop.
What was behind that specific dip?
It seems to be a combination of factors. On one hand, concerns that global oil supply might actually increase.
Oh, right. Some OPEC Plus members deciding to pump more.
Exactly. That was part of it. And then on the other side, worries that demand growth might be slowing down.
Yeah.
Particularly the focus was on China.
So more supply, potentially less demand growth, classic recipe for lower prices.
Pretty much sums it up.
But interestingly, while crude oil took a hit, the bitumen market seems different, more resilient maybe.
That's a really interesting point, yes. You saw Singapore's Hun 80 CST benchmark close at $430.
Yeah.
Bitumen prices there and in South Korea basically held steady at $415 right. and $385 respectively.
Okay, but Bahrain did see a fall.
It did. Quite a significant one, actually. Down yeah. $50 to $370. And Europe was sort of in a range, $390 to $430. So mixed, but generally holding up better than crude.
India saw a slight rise earlier in April, I think, but maybe stabilizing now?
Yeah, the expectation there is maybe stabilization or even a slight decrease soon. It depends a bit on refinery decisions, which are a little unclear right now.
So why is bitumen showing this relative strength compared to crude oil's drop?
The key factor here seems to be seasonal demand. We're heading into the main construction season in the Northern Hemisphere.
Ah, roads, paving.
Exactly. Bitumen is essential for asphalt. So that direct, immediate demand from construction projects is acting like a cushion, preventing bitumen prices from falling quite as sharply as crude.
Makes sense. But it's probably not immune forever, right? If oil keeps fluctuating.
No, definitely not. The expectation is that sustained volatility in the wider oil market will eventually feed through to bitumen prices, too. It's just got this temporary buffer.
Gotcha. Okay, let's quickly touch on Iran's specific bitumen market. It sounds like it's in a bit of a holding pattern.
Very much so. A lot is hanging on the currency situation, the U.S. dollar versus the Iranian rial, which is itself being influenced by those upcoming or hoped for Iran-U.S. negotiations.
So uncertainty about the talks and fluctuating oil prices are creating indecision.
Precisely. We're seeing less competition right now to buy vacuum bottom, which is the feedstock for bitumen.
So exporters are just waiting.
Essentially, yes. They're waiting to see what happens with the negotiations, how that impacts the dollar, and just the general conditions. If the dollar keeps declining against the rial and maybe oil prices improve a bit, you could see Iranian bitumen prices start to trend up.
But for now, it's a wait-and-see game.
Exactly. The market's looking for signals.
Okay, so let's quickly recap. We've got tariff talks and economic forecasts setting a maybe cautious tone, geopolitical events adding that layer of instability.
Right. then oil prices softening due to those supply and demand dynamics we talked about.
But bitumen, interestingly, is holding up better for now, largely thanks to construction season kicking off.
Though it's still watching the broader oil market and, especially in Iran's case, those crucial negotiations.
It really shows how interconnected everything is, trade, politics, even the seasons impacting these energy markets.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And that resilience in the bitumen market is a great reminder that sometimes specific sector demands can, you know, temporarily shield it from the bigger picture trends.
Which brings us to a final thought for you listening. Considering all these global economic and political currents swirling around, what other sector, maybe completely outside of energy, do you think might see some unexpected volatility or maybe surprising stability in the near future? Something to ponder.
Definitely something to think about.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.